Now, back to the Locals Only Morning Show with Jafe Patterson on 105.7 KOZZ. Reno's Classic Rock.
So, next year is going to mark 50 years since Judas Priest formation. Incredibly, the Priest, more popular than ever. And here is here's my case for that particular point. The announcement that their 18th studio album called Firepower has debuted at number 5 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. It is their highest placement ever here in the U.S. And yes, that includes all-time classics such as British Steel, Screaming for Vengeance, and Painkiller. The Beast from the East is back, and yeah, they're excited. Glenn, Ian, Richie, welcome to the Locals Only Morning Show, Judas Priest.
Hey, Jave.
Hi, Jave.
Thank you so much for taking some time out to give us a buzz. Congratulations on Firepower. I mean, God, 50 years of rocking the globe, Glenn and Ian in particular. When you guys started, did you ever dream that the Priest would become so big and have such great longevity throughout the history of rock music?
I didn't expect to be alive at this point. in Judas Priest and have a number 5 album in the States.
Yeah, some of the stunts have been pulled. We've come pretty close to that over the years.
Yeah, congratulations on that. You know, I noticed, looking back at history, you know, growing up as a kid and seeing all the videos from the Turbo album, stuff like Parental Guidance and Out in the Cold and other music from that era don't seem to show up on set lists, on playlists when you're out playing live. Is that a purposeful move? And after Turbo, did you guys make a conscious decision to really heavy it up for Ram It Down to appeal to fans who thought you might have gone soft with some of the synthesizers?
No, I think, you know, we've always enjoyed experimenting. Turbo, in one way, with the synth guitars and that, we were taking a bit of a risk. We knew that, but anybody that's seen us play Turbo live wouldn't say it was lightweight at all, you know. Mm-hmm. So many people have come back and said, you know, I didn't like the album that much at the time, and I can see what you're trying to do now. And that's what the bands have been all about, is trying to extend the borders to give ourselves more room to manoeuvre and give other bands more room to manoeuvre as well. And, you know, we've always been loud and proud of heavy metal band, but that doesn't mean to say you can't have melody in there or a song, you know, the contrast like Eat Me Alive, mm-hmm. Last Rose of Summer, there couldn't be anything further apart, and yet it's still Judas Priest. And so the rules are there to be broken, and we've always broken them, but we've always been loud and proud and through the flag of heavy metal.